Clock of Wood. To make a wooden gear clock, you must have the long winter nights of the North Country, a good wood stove, and the patience of a druid. Set no goals, no timetable. The well-tempered hours will soon drape like silk around the back of your neck, strangely courting you in a way that beckons but waits for grace like an obedient bloodhound. Gears. Cut at least 6 copies of each clock gear from grooved spools of straight-grain maple. Most will crack or warp, but likely one of each size you need will not. If not, you have plenty of time and wood. During the endless hours of fine sanding, come up with a name for your next long-buried dog. Give sorrow a deep bow and introduce it to grief, which nature reveres. Ponder why Syrian men grow the finest beards, judging from their ancient sculptures. Escapement. The arm that makes the tick-tock sound and controls the steady release of energy should be carved from dense hardwood. Walnut works well. Notice how the creek calms itself under the snow and how a hawk uses the subdued evening light to hunt, while overhead Orion hunts all night following his dogs. Pendulum. The pendulum bob can be turned on a lathe and slotted in the back for length adjustment to fine-tune the clock's speed. To avoid drift, the pendulum rod must be dimensionally stable. Use ashwood. When the days finally begin to grow longer, recall the diarist Samuel Pepys, who stole a kiss on the lips from the long-dead and embalmed Queen Catherine I, who had been exhumed and put on display in the dim abbey at Westminster, and consider setting the clock aside to settle and finding a shameless and insatiable lover. Every druid needs one if the sun is ever to return again.